I was 3'11", 6'6 and a half, 10 and an eighth hand, 33 and three quarter arm. That's about it today.
Joe, I had a friend of mine ask me to make sure he asks you about your high jumping career until your sophomore year. The style that you employed, can you talk about
that? It was pretty rough. I cleared up to 6 foot. I was pretty proud of that, but then I started gaining weight and had to back off in the high jumping. That was in middle school. I missed the mat. Yeah, it was rough. They made those small little mats in middle school, and I missed it.
If you had not gone on today, come on last year?
I don't think so. I hadn't made a decision at that point. I was putting the decision off until after the season was over, but I don't think I would have come out.
That was a special team to play, right?
No, I was playing defensive end.
What happened?
For whatever reason, I was just running and twisted it the wrong way and tore my ACL. We had a couple injuries during the year, and I had started at defensive end as a true freshman for a game, and I just raised my hand and said that I'd like to step in and help the team win, and we won. So who cares about the injury?
Did your life pass through your eyes when you had the knee injury? What all was at stake here?
You definitely thought about it a lot, and you heard about how bad it is to tear your ACL, and until you really go through it and you find out information and find out how good they are with fixing it these days, it was a tough process, and it was tough to go through it because the worst case scenario kept going through your mind.
Did you all think you might be working it through dad's bank and not investing your money in it?
Yeah, that goes through your mind. You think what you're going to do if you can't play football, and That's a tough thought.
Joe, you've been quoted as saying that you respect Lee Evans and the kind of person and player that he is, being a former Wisconsin guy himself. Can you just kind of elaborate on that a little bit, what you think of Lee?
Well, yeah, I mean, Lee is an outstanding person. If anybody's ever met him, he's always willing to lend a helping hand. And especially after I got injured, I got a chance to talk to him a few times, and he helped me just kind of talk through what he went through in his process, which was even worse because he had to have two ACL surgeries. And, I got another chance to talk to him at the end of the bowl game and talk to him a little bit about this process and kind of going through it and all the medicals and the things that you have to do to prove that you are healthy. And he's just a great resource to bounce information off of.
Seeing how he was able to kind of reclaim his status as a top pick, and now it looks like you've been able to do the same. I mean, how encouraging is that?
It's very encouraging, very encouraging. And he was one of the main people, after I hurt my knee, who said, don't worry, you're going to come back stronger than you were before.
Being coached by Bob Palcic, their NFL coach, how has that helped you?
Tremendously. I think Coach Palcic did an excellent job this year. He's an outstanding coach, and bringing his 12 years of background in the NFL really helped teaching me the game in my final year.
Can we get some specifics about how he might have helped you?
Well, he really focused a lot on blitzes, and he every week we draw just about every blitz that you could ever imagine against all of our plays to prepare us, similar to the way you prepare for an NFL game.
Have you worked for the Ravens, Lions, and Browns in your mind since everybody seems to think you're going to be going that high, those teams specifically?
What's the question?
Have you run through the Raiders, the Lions, and the Browns specifically since everybody seems to be thinking you're going to those teams?
Well, I mean, I had lunch and dinner with all those teams and personnel in the front office, but tonight and tomorrow is really going to be the interviews specifically with those teams.
You seem to be targeting the Lions in a lot of mock drafts. I wonder what you know about their team. And is there any reason they would not want to play for Detroit?
Well, I'd love to play for Detroit. I grew up in Wisconsin, and obviously Michigan's very close by. It would give me a great opportunity to play in front of my friends and family a lot. And I think they're an organization that just needs a couple pieces, and they're going to take off and have a great season.
You think it's closer?
It's closer, but they're a little further down in the draft.
Is Coach Denton still in Wisconsin, and was he instrumental in your rehab process?
Definitely. He did a great job, and he had gone through Lee Evans' rehab process, and he took a lot of the things that he used with Lee, and he used on me, and I trust him so much that I decided to stay in Madison and train for the combine with him.
Did he make you run the hill?
I started out walking the hill with a vest and ended up running it a little bit, but it's a little tougher when you're 300 pounds. Yeah, definitely. I preliminarily qualified for the Olympic trials as a sophomore, but that was the last time I'd thrown the shot.
Is there
Did they still ask you? Or did
they you qualify and then they take like the top 12, and I wasn't in the top 12.
What's the best part of your game?
Best part, I think I'm a technician. I think I'm a guy who won't settle for anything less than perfection when it comes to all aspects of my game.
What intangibles do you bring to the table?
I think I'm a good leader on the field and off the field. I think I'm a guy who has a great work ethic, who will show the other guys in the team the right way to work and the right way to win.
Joe, why'd you decide to skip out of senior bowl?
Well, basically, I spent 3 or 4 days right after the bowl game around the country looking for an agent from. And I was in Phoenix for the BCS game, flew to Omaha to accept the Outland Trophy banquet, flew from there to Walter Camp Award for that weekend in Connecticut, came home 10 days without training one time, and just didn't feel like I was going to be able to get ready for the Senior Bowl in 5 days.
Who is your agent?
Peter Schaefer.
Are you going to do all the work?
I plan to, yes.
What do you know about the Browns situation on their offense?
I know that they obviously need an upgrade, and I think, you know, they're getting a little bit older, but I think putting me in there would definitely help solidify that offensive line.
How far down the draft list did you start researching the teams?
Anybody who talks to me, I'll go look up and research them a little bit.
Have you approached your high jump now?
6 foot.
Have you processed
you can match that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Have you processed the Robert Gallery situation? I mean, he was supposed to be guaranteed, but then it hasn't worked for him. You're kind of in the same boat at a different side.
I mean, I think we're different players, first of all, but I also think that Robert's been in a tough situation with 3 different O-line coaches in the first 3 years. And, you know, that's a really hard situation for anybody, especially coming into the NFL. Everybody's going to want you to do things a different way. And I think that's part of the reason why he struggled so far.
What about left tackle versus right tackle? Is that an issue for you at all?
No, I think I play both of them equally well.
Are you worried about repeating a Robert Gallery type situation if you were drafted by the Raiders?
I'm not worried at all. Like I said, I'm a different player than Robert Gallery. I respect his game, and I really enjoyed watching him all through college. But I think I'm definitely a different kind of player.
Can you step in your own mind at left tackle?
Oh, no doubt. You know, I think I have the athleticism and speed to match the speed that you're going to see at the NFL, and I think some guys might not have that right away.
Would you say you're a different type?
A lot of times offensive linemen, it's considered like the lock pick. If you're one of the top 5, that's the one that you're supposed to be able to set in stone for 10 years. Is that unfair to you guys?
I don't think so, because I think over the past years it's been pretty true. You know, you see just about every offensive lineman who's been picked in the top 5 or top 10 in the last few years has gone on to start for a long career. You can't say that about quarterbacks or running backs or receivers or any of those positions. You know, they talk about a guy who was a bust in the top 5 as an offensive lineman. He might have been a 5 or 6 year starter, but he didn't make the Pro Bowl, and they call that a bust. Whereas you're a bust as a receiver only if you get cut after 3 years.
When you say you're a different type player than Robert Gallery, in what ways are you?
Well, I think I'm a very technically sound defensive or offensive tackle. I think I'm have great work ethic. I think I really study hard, study my opponent hard, and I think I'm a pretty athletic offensive lineman too.
Joe, would you be 100% all last year? Did it take 2 years to fully kind of recover?
I think I'm going to be a better player in year 2, definitely. I think I really started feeling like my old self when we played Michigan as our first game in the Big Ten season.
Which knee is it?
It's my right knee.
What can you describe? How were you injured? What happened?
What's that?
How were you injured?
I was injured playing defensive end in the Capital One Bowl my junior season.
Right, I heard you say that, but I mean, what? Were you hit just in the side? You
know? No, I wasn't even hit. It was just a non-contact, just running and twisted my knee the wrong way. I did. I hadn't made up my mind yet if I was going to come out or not, but I did consider it, and I was pushing my decision off until after the bowl game. Well, it definitely decided it for me. I obviously wasn't going to come out and not be able to do anything before the draft.
Were there particular matchups in the Big Ten that you used to tell yourself that you can definitely play at the next level, playing against the Purdue guy or whatever?
I think throughout my career I've played a number of guys who've gone on and had successful careers in the NFL. Whether it's only a couple years into it or guys who I think are going to go on and have successful years like Tom Bahaly did last year, Lamar Woodley, guys like Anthony Spencer. I think when you play in the Big Ten, you're going to play a lot of guys who play defensive line who you're going to see in the NFL and be being successful.
So I talked to Brett the other day. He said you didn't think you would have gone out last year because your goal was to go 1-2-3 in the draft, something like that. Is that the goal?
Well, definitely. I mean, I'm the type of person who doesn't settle for anything than perfect, and perfect in the draft is number one, and so that's the goal.
Thank you.